Welcome to the Grand Dame of New Orleans, the Hotel Monteleone, and to this audio tour where we take you on a journey of imagination into the history and the mystery associated with New Orleans' premier hotel property. It is right here in the main lobby, the heart of the hotel, that our tour begins. Standing in the center of the lobby with your back to the front door, face the majestic grandfather clock in the middle of the room. We begin our journey in 1886 when Antonio Monteleone, the operator of a highly successful shoe factory in the middle of the French Quarter, decided to purchase the 64-room commercial hotel, the very building whose pulse emanates from this spot. Taking your place in front of the grandfather clock with your back to the main support column in the center of the lobby, take a moment to shuffle back and forth on the floor. Incredibly, you will feel a slight dip in the marble surface, a path of love, if you will, created over many years as the dedicated doormen of the Hotel Monteleone manned their posts with dedication while serving the grateful patrons of this historic hotel. Now take a look toward the front doors, above you and around the perimeter of the lobby. Here you will notice the stately portraits watching over our guests. Turning to the right, above the elevators are two portraits. The one on the left is Antonio Monteleone. Antonio was an industrious businessman, operating a very successful shoe factory in Sicily when he began to hear the glorious stories of America with its beauty and grandeur. The call for adventure motivated him to pack the tools of his trade and head for the land of opportunity. Antonio arrived in New Orleans around 1880 and opened a cobbler's shop right on Royal Street, the bustling center of social activity and business in America's most European city. Here he found himself right at home. Since 1886, four generations of Monteleones have dedicated themselves to making their hotel what it was and what it still is, the sparkling centerpiece in an historic landscape of unique charm. There have indeed been changes to the original property, as the descendants of Antonio have, throughout the years, placed their own stamp on this landmark hotel. There have been five additions to the Hotel Monteleone. The first was in 1903 when 30 rooms were added. The next addition occurred in 1908 during a time of financial panic in the U.S. when another 300 rooms were added. It was also during this time that the hotel's name was finally changed to bear the family's name, the Hotel Monteleone.